After a loss Tuesday, the Cardinals with Luke Weaver on the mound against Padres starter Yoelis Chacin at Busch Stadium, and they would strike early in the first with Tommy Pham at the plate.
Like the one on the commercial.
Look. Here's a line shot past the third baseman into the left field corner. 1-0 Cardinals as Tommy Pham changes places with Colton Wong. An RBI double, and the Cardinals are off and running.
Now another throw over. That one gets away. The run's going to score. Pham will advance to second. He makes the turn. He's going to go for third. Here's the throw, and he is safe as they cut it off.
Well, when you got the pitcher up there, here's the 2-2 delivery now. Oh, and there's a wild pitch. It goes back to the catcher. Right at home plate. The pitcher gets it, but the run scores anyway.
And I think Fowler stepped on.
He stepped on the pitcher. They'll probably take him out anyway. Wild pitch. And the Fowler scores, it's 5-0.
He's only appeared and had 85 at bat so far this year. Another pitch, strike three call. That's the ninth strike out of the night for Luke Weaver. All right, Weaver goes into the windup. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and Hedges goes down on strikes. The 10th strike out of the night for Luke Weaver.
The Cardinals take advantage of some extra base runners allowed by the Padres, and they defeat them 6-2 on Wednesday at Busch Stadium. The Padres went 0-6 with runners in scoring position. Earlier in the day, the Cardinals announced reliever Trevor Rosenthal was placed on the 60-day DL and will undergo Tommy John surgery, and he's finished for the season. Thursday, Carlos Martinez starts for St. Louis against San Diego's Luis Perdomo. The Cardinals come up with a couple of runs in the first inning, and they go on to beat the Padres on Wednesday 6-2. After the game, here's Cardinals manager Mike Matheny's thoughts.
I thought he was great. Had a good fastball that, you know, ran a little deep counts early. The first inning was only the only one that looked like he was pulling outside the edges, trying to find that rhythm, but then he found it. Thought the changeup was very good, breaking ball. He had everything, and then he was able to raise the eye level. He was able to make real nice fastball pitches late in the count. It was an impressive start. It's the changeup, which is so effective to lefties and righties, but I mean, a lot of fly balls, so he was fooling around enough in the top of the zone to, and then pulling the string enough to get him out in front to where he had some pop-ups early on. And but I thought he used really every area of the strike zone effectively, and did a nice job of being able to throw his secondary pitches in any count. I mean, that's what separates, you know, some of these young guys that come up here. You just can't guess along with them because you never know what they're going to throw.
This last. Had a scowl on his face at times. It looked like he was trying to really be intense. Today it looked like it was a little bit more of a balance between where he had been before. Did he find that right balance of intensity?
You know, I didn't notice. I've never seen a lack of intensity. I've never seen a need for the scowl or whatever. He's been pretty consistent for me. And it's just been about him trusting his stuff more than anything else. He's just been, you know, playing outside the strike zone, trying to get chases more than making good pitches in the zone, and trusting defense and trusting that his stuff is good enough. And I don't think it's been an issue where so many guys, we do have that. Is how do you find that balance of the intensity? The intensity, you know, was has always kind of been there. He's got a real good demeanor on the mound. Thought he was very focused, and it comes down to execution, though, and he executed. Yeah, probably could have even pushed him a little further. Five-run game, they'd like to get a little more offense if we got a chance. But we needed that, and give a couple guys a little bit more time, and a few arms a little bit of time to heal. But, you know, thought Tyler did a terrific job. You know, that's a big situation to come in and really change that momentum when it could have gone in the wrong direction and stayed in the wrong direction. But made some really nice pitches, and Brevy did a good job finishing it. Who's that? Yeah. Yeah, he's got, you know, it's just a different arm slot. And you know, a guy that I think they probably lose it a little bit as he gets into his legs. And you know, think where your typical slot would be, he's a little bit different. We always talk about if a guy has something that's just a little bit different than everybody else in the league, it's going to be an advantage to the pitcher. Yeah, great. I mean, love to start every game double-double. And, then Paulie coming up and driving the ball deep enough, nice tag at second by Tommy, and getting the run in. I mean, those things are, you know, just that grinding style. We got to figure out ways to get the situational hitting. When we're not scoring them in big bunches, we got to manufacture. I thought the guys did a good job. Jed with a couple two-out hits today. Just some good at-bats in big situations.
For the first five innings, leadoff guy gets on, scores, I think, like two-out runs there. I mean, just taking advantage of opportunities.
Yeah, and, I thought, Colton getting a good jump, stealing bases, and just trying to look for opportunities. It was just I thought guys were heads up all day long today.
Colton Wong came up with the biggest night offensively for the Cardinals, going 3-for-5, scoring 3 runs. He stole 2 bases, and Wong talks about his opportunity.
Just trying to help the team. I think, I'm not worried about results. Just going up there trying to have a good quality AB, and, the rest taking care of itself.
You're hitting leadoff tonight because Matt Carpenter was ill. Does that change your approach at all?
Not at all. I'm the kind of guy that I'm ready, no matter where Mike wants to put me, I'll be ready to go. And, obviously Carp's got, he was sick today, so I had to come in and step in and do my job.
You did just that. A couple of stolen bases in the eighth. You steal second, then third. Did you see something?
Yeah, you could see, in the video of that guy that he was a little slower being, to home plate. And, we tried to exploit that with me and Tommy, and, it worked out.
Luke Weaver, really good, 7 scoreless. What impressed you about what he did?
Just his poise, man. He was so excited to pitch today. I mean, the guy was here before everybody else, and, he came out with so much confidence, and, you can't be happy for the guy. I mean, he did his job. He did what we needed him to do, and, excited to see what he has next.
On Thursday, Carlos Martinez starts for the Cardinals against San Diego's Luis Perdomo.